And we're back with today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with ACGC student Taylor Lemke about her experience as a delegate at this year's World Food Prize Global Youth Institute. To start off, if you could, Taylor, tell us a bit about yourself and what grade you are in at ACGC.
I'm a junior at ACGC. Right now, I just got done with cross country and I'm ready to start some basketball. I'm involved in Student Council, FCCLA, FFA, 4-H, Youth Committee, and there's a couple others I just can't think of off the top of my head. But I'm pretty active in all of those, and I hold a lot of offices right now.
You recently attended the Global Youth Institute in Des Moines. Tell me what this Global Youth Institute is about.
So before a couple months ago, I really had no clue either what it was or what it was even about until Ms. Groff introduced it to me. So basically, students write from around Iowa first, write papers about agricultural sustainability, and then they go to the Iowa Youth Institute, where you present your findings to experts and other peers from around the state. And then from that, you can get accepted to the Global Youth Institute, where there's other students from around the country, and we all get together at the World Food Prize to discuss our findings and just interact with each other.
How did it feel to get to be chosen to attend the World Food Prize Global Youth Institute?
Well, I can remember the Iowa Youth Institute. I was very, very nervous. I am not comfortable like presenting in front of large crowds, so I was super nervous, and Ms. Groff kind of calmed me down and calmed my nerves, and she's like, "Taylor, just do your best. It's all right. You already did all the hard work for your paper, and this is the fun part, and you get to go and do this, and then hopefully you move on." So this summer, when I got the email saying that I had been selected to represent Iowa at the Global Youth Institute, I was beyond shocked and excited, and I just couldn't control my emotions. And Ms. Groff is obviously a huge supporter, and she just always wants me to do my best. And so we were both just very, very happy.
And the paper that you wrote to attend both of these institutes, what topic did that paper tackle?
So I got to decide or choose a developing country or a country facing a large problem and research about it. So I chose Kiribati, which I had never heard of before doing the project. And it's like an island nation between Australia and Latin America, kind of, just to give you an idea of where it's at. A lot of people have not heard of it. And so my topic was sustainable farming and climate volatility. My paper specifically addressed issues like rising sea level, infertile soil, and nutrient depletion in the soil and malnutrition. And some of my solutions were floating garden islands for the people and hydro and aeroponic systems, as well as solar-powered wells. Okay. That's basically a summary. And then in my paper, I go in-depth on my plan to execute and develop those solutions in the country and how it will solve the problems specifically.
And so the Global Youth Institute, tell me about what the events were and the discussions that you got to take part of during that time.
Yeah, so we got to listen to a lot of dialogue from previous World Food Prize laureates and the current ones, as well as like startup business people and accountants and bankers that were dealing with smallholder farmers. And it was just very eye-opening to see how a convention like this can bring together all these different people from different backgrounds with different skills and try and come up with ways to sustain our future, because we know our population is growing super, super fast. And in order to support all these people, we're going to have a lot of collaboration. And that's basically what the whole Global Youth Institute is about, as well as involving youth. So that youth know that there is a place for them and they can do the things that the adults are doing, basically.
And did you get to meet with other students from around the world? What was that like?
Yeah, that was very, very interesting and amazing to hear their different perspectives. One student in my group was from Kosovo, and the others were from different states across the United States. So it was really, really eye-opening to hear about what life is like in their part of the country or in their part of the world. And it's different, but the same at the same time. It was just really, really fascinating to speak with them.
And how did you get interested in the topic of sustainability and farming? Why is this a passion of yours?
I first joined FFA when I was a freshman, and now I'm a junior, and the organization itself has given me so many opportunities that I would never have been exposed to without it. And so it really sparked a passion for me for agriculture, and I'm a problem solver. I like critical thinking, and I like thinking about issues and trying to find ways to solve them. So sustainability is the scientific word for that, I guess. I don't know how to describe it, but it makes me all giddy, and I just have something, a passion for it. And through FFA, and I live on a farm, and so I've grown up with agricultural influences my whole life, but this opportunity has just opened my eyes to how large of a passion I have for sustainability and nutrition and malnutrition and finding ways to solve that. And it's just, this whole experience has been like the cherry on top. Like, I've worked my way up to this, and here I am, and now I realize that I can make a difference. And I feel like FFA and my agricultural background and family have really pushed me to that.
What are some things that you've learned from the World Food Prize that you would like to apply to your everyday life and your community?
I feel like it expanded my leadership skills on a whole nother level. I'm able to have intellectual conversations with my seniors in my community and be able to convey what I want to say to them in a way that they understand and respect. And it's also expanded my knowledge about the rising agricultural issues and the importance of the smallholder farmer. And I think that has brought me closer within my community. It's just allowed me to make a ton of connections and keep making connections, and I hope to continue to do that.
Will you be eligible to attend the Iowa Youth Institute and Global Youth Institute before your high school career is finished?
Yes, there is. You can do it all throughout your high school career. So I can do it again this coming April, attend the Iowa Youth Institute, and then if I'm chosen again, hopefully the Global Youth Institute. And after this opportunity, after attending the Global Youth Institute, I'm eligible for the Borlaug Ruin International Internship, which I plan to apply for. So basically, the application process for that includes, I have to send in my resume and some letters of recommendation, and then I will have an interview. And there are, like, I think 24 students that get accepted from this, from the Global Youth Institute. They will spend around 2 months in a research facility around the world.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with ACGC student Taylor Lemke about her experience as a delegate at this year's World Food Prize Global Youth Institute. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.